Tim Krochak, he said, although this stuff may sound hokey, it works. You see, Al went from an $18,000 idea to a $500,000 idea. This power doesn't recognize difference. It just takes whatever you give to it and turns it into form.
I was just reading from Belief in the Torchbearer series. You just saw young Mark. He obviously believed what John suggested to him. We received a call here just recently in our office. Mark's last report card, he received 82. 82 in his last report card. Al Spazieri obviously believed he had a $500,000 idea locked up within him. You see, Mark was always capable of getting the 82, and Al was always capable of earning the $500,000 a year. You're capable of doing what you want. You believe, and you can do it. Is there a better position in your life? Is there a better report card in your life? Believe. You'll get it.
Pass the torch, one to another. Carry the flame as far as you can. Pass the torch, sister to brother. The journey is yours, the journey is mine. A journey to understand. Oh, rich.
It takes a little more than belief to execute goals like Al Spazieri or young Mark. You've got to have courage, and you're going to need an abundance of courage. Annie Danaka tells us a beautiful story from Portland, Oregon. You're going to have a lot of people against you, some of the people that you thought were your friends and loved ones, and they're going to try and hold you back. And it's going to be sheer guts, courage, that'll keep you going. Al did it. Mark did it. Annie Danaka did it, and so can you. Listen to this.
Now, you've got to have courage tacked on the idea. In the vernacular, it takes a lot of guts. We were fortunate enough to have Paul Hutze share his experience with us yesterday. But you know, in that same meeting that I met Paul Hutze in, I was living in L.A. at the time, and I had come into Toronto to work the conventions for that company. There was another gentleman, and that man changed right in the meeting. He changed right in the meeting. He went back. He lived in a neighboring town to Paul. I believe he was in Hutchinson, Kansas. At that time, Paul was in Wichita. And I remember Paul telling me one day, he said, you know, he changed so much, he appeared to be phony. He said, I almost told him. But he said he never changed back. Well, I was out working in Paul's company. I was working up and down the west coast of the United States. I was in Portland, Oregon. And there was a young lady in the seminar there. And I'm going to tell you, she had her act put together. You could say she had her head screwed on right. Physically, she was quite an attractive lady. She did some of the work that you do, Scott. She worked on stage. She did commercials. She raced cars. I'm talking about those great big long things with little wheels on one end and big ones on the other to go about 5,000 miles an hour for a second or two. You know? And she won the races. She was a salesperson in Paul's company, and she did very, very well. Her name was Annie Danaka. The following Christmas, Annie sent me a calendar. And on each month was a beautiful philosophical quotation contained beautiful truths about life. Rather than write to her, I gave her a call and thanked her for it. One thing led to another, and we got around to the point of talking about something John was talking to young Mark about. He was saying, some of your peers are going to attempt to knock you off course. Well, I would go to so far to say, Mark, that many of your peers are going to attempt to knock you off course. As you go to execute this big idea, understand not only do you have to adapt to the new idea, but the people around you are going to have to adapt to your new idea if they're going to accept you in their life. And it's highly unlikely.